Title: FX Sweeps from Reverse Dub Chords Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of the most musical transition sounds in drum and bass: FX sweeps built from reverse dub chords. Because here's the problem with a lot of buildups. If you rely only on noise risers, the transition can feel kind of generic, or worse, empty. A reversed chord sweep gives you harmonic information, movement, and vibe. It pulls the listener into the drop instead of just filling space. By the end, you'll have a tempo-locked sweep that starts distant and thin, grows into a wide, noisy harmonic lift, and then lands perfectly on a bar line right before the drop. And we'll turn it into two or three variations so you can reuse it like your own little effects pack. Let's build it step by step inside Ableton Live using mostly stock devices. First, we need a dub chord source. Create a new MIDI track. For the instrument, you can use Simpler if you already have chord stab sampled, or Waveitable if you want to synthesize it, or any dub chord rack you like. If you're using Waveitable, here's a quick recipe that works great for this technique. Start with a saw wave on oscillator 1. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, and give it a modest detune, something like 10 to 20%. If you want extra body, bring an oscillator 2 very quietly as a sine or a square. Now filter it, use a 24 dB low-pass, add some drive, and set the cutoff somewhere around 500 up to 2 kHz depending on how bright you want the stab. For the amp envelope, we want a stab, not a pad. So keep the attack basically instant, decay around a quarter to half a second, sustain at zero, and a short release. Now add width and dub space. Put chorus ensemble on it in classic mode and set the amount around 25 to 45% slow rate. Then add echo for that dub timing. A dotted eighth or dotted quarter is a classic choice. Roll off low end in the echo filter, maybe high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, and low pass around 4 to 8k. Now, write a chord hit. Indeed NB. This tends to work best if you keep it simple and minor-leaning. Don't overthink the harmony. One stab can be enough. Try placing it on the end of 2, or just before beat 4. That placement naturally creates tension. If you want a concrete example, in a minor you can aim for an M9 kind of vibe. A, C, E, G, B. But you don't have to play all 5 notes. In fact, fewer notes often reverse better. A tight voicing helps it stay punchy and not turn to mush. Now, here's a coach note that matters a lot. The reverse sweep quality is mostly determined by the tail after the chord hits. If your stab dies quickly, the reverse won't bloom. So before you print anything, make sure you actually have a tail that evolves for at least a bar. That might mean turning up echo feedback a bit, increasing reverb decay, or both. You want motion in the tail. Once it feels good, print it to audio. You can freeze and flatten the MIDI track, or you can resample. Resampling is great because you can record exactly what you hear. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, arm it, and record the stab plus the full tail. Record 1 to 2 bars so you have enough space to work with. Now we're going to reverse it into that inhale sweep. Select the audio region you want, including the tail, and consolidate it. That's Command or Control J. Consolidating is not just housekeeping, it makes reversing and warping way more predictable. Then go into the clip view and hit reverse. Instantly you'll hear it. Quiet tail becomes the beginning, and the loud transient becomes the ending. That's the pull into the drop shape. Next, timing and warp. Turn warp on. For warp mode, Complex Pro is usually best if the audio is rich, washy, or heavily affected. Complex can also work. Now decide your sweep length. In DNB, common choices are 1 bar, 2 bars, 4 bars, or 8 bars. Here's the key. Stretch it so the end of the reversed clip, meaning that final transient, lands exactly on your drop downbeat. If your drop starts on bar 17, that transient should hit right at bar 17 beat 1. One more coach note, warp strategy matters. If your chord is heavily modulated, like chorus moving around and reverb swirling, less stretching is better. So instead of forcing a 1-bar tail to become 4 bars, go back and reprint a longer tail first, then reverse that. You'll keep the texture intact and it won't sound rubbery. Now we shape it like a proper riser. Put auto filter on the reversed audio track. Set it to high pass, either 12 or 24 dB. Start the cutoff fairly low, like 80 to 200 Hz, and then automate it up over the length of the sweep. Where you end depends on how bright you want it. Maybe 1.5k for subtle, up to 6k for more obvious lift. Add a bit of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. But be careful. Resonance can whistle, especially when it sweeps past strong harmonics. And here's a very DNB automation move. Do a tiny dip right before the drop. like in the last eighth note, so the filter is rising, then it dips slightly, then snaps open again right on the downbeat. It creates the sculpting suction effect that feels aggressive without needing more volume. If the level is jumping around too much, add a glue compressor after the filter. Keep it gentle. 2-to-1 ratio, fastish attack like 3 milliseconds, release on auto and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not trying to crush it, just stabilize it. Now let's make it huge. Put hybrid reverb after the filter. Hall or plate both work. Set the decay somewhere around 3 to 8 seconds depending on how epic you want it. Add a little pre-delay, like 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the sweep doesn't lose definition. Inside the reverb, eck it. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, and consider a high cut around 6 to 10k to avoid that bright EDM uplifter vibe. DNB risers generally sound better a bit darker and meaner. Set your mix around 20 to 45%, unless you want a pure wet layer, in which case you can go fully wet and blend it separately. Now we add movement. You can go subtle with a slow facer flanger. Rate around 0.05 to 0.2 Hz, amount maybe 20 to 40%. Or, for more industrial tension, use frequency shifter. Keep it subtle. Shift plus 10 to plus 80 Hz can do a lot. Automate it rising into the drop and keep dry slash wet low, like 5 to 20%. The idea is pressure, not chaos. Then stereo control. Put utility at the end. You can widen it to around 120 to 160%, but be careful with over-widening. Club systems will punish facey effects, so do a mono check. And here's a great habit. Check mono mid-build, not just at the drop. Temporarily set utility width to zero while you balance the sweep level. If it disappears in mono, you've gone too far with stereo movement or you've cut too much mid-information. At this point, also use fades like a producer, not like a repair tool. After reversing, add a tiny fade in, 5 to 20 milliseconds, to prevent clicks. And if you're hard cutting at the drop, shape the fade out with intention. A fast curve can sound like suction. A slower curve feels like a wash. Now we commit. Resample the processed sweep onto a new audio track. Record it, consolidate again, and now you have a finished, reusable effects clip. From here, variations become easy. Pitch it down using clip transpose. Minus 5 to minus 12 is a great range for darker, heavier DNB. You can even reverse it again for weird inhale-exhale combos, or chop it into half-bar hits for rhythmic effects. Layering is where it starts to sound like a record. Keep your reversed chord sweep as the harmonic layer, high-passed, wide, reverby. Then, optionally, add an air layer. You can use operator's noise oscillator or a noise sample, high-pass it, automate the filter rising, add light reverb, and mix it quietly. The goal is not white noise riser, it's just uplift so the transition reads clearly on smaller speakers. Or, if you want a more premium top without obvious noise, duplicate your sweep, aggressively EQ it so it's only 6 to 10k and above, compress lightly, then add subtle distortion after the EQ to generate hissy harmonics. Keep it very low. It will feel expensive, not loud. Now, let's talk about the drop impact, because this is where people accidentally ruin the moment. Classic DNB trick. Hard reverb cut on the drop, right on the downbeat. Automate the reverb dry slash wet to zero, or just mute the FX track with utility gain to minus infinity. If you want it to slam into the drop instead of disappearing too early, leave a micro tail, like 20 to 80 milliseconds. It gives you a little hit of space and then it's gone. So your kick and snare own the downbeat. Quick common mistakes to avoid. If you don't consolidate before reversing, timing gets messy. If you leave low end in the sweep, it fights your sub and muddies the pre-drop, so high pass earlier. If you over-widen, it collapses in mono and vanishes. If your reverb is too bright, it drifts into trance territory. And if the final transient is too pokey, do a micro-edit. Turn down the last 50 to 150 milliseconds, or catch the final peak with a fast compressor or a limiter. Now let's make three versions fast, like a mini practice exercise. Version is clean. Just auto filter automation and hybrid reverb. Keep it club safe and mono friendly. Version B is dark. Pitch it down a bit. Low pass the reverb more and add saturator after the filter. Use analog clip. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then recheck levels because saturation adds loudness quickly. Version C is aggressive. Add frequency shifter movement and if you want distortion, do it only on the mids. Use an Audivo effect rack. One chain clean and wide, high passed around 200. Another chain band passed roughly 400 Hz to 4K, then overdrive. Blend that distorted chain and so it feels urgent but not painful. Arrange them across a 16-bar build. Make A appear earlier, B be later, and C in the final bar. And in the last half bar, create a negative space moment, briefly dip the sweep level or band limit it, then let it snap back so the downbeat feels louder without actually turning the drop up. Before we wrap, two advanced ideas if you want to level this up. One is a two-stage inhale. Duplicate the sweep. On track A, do the normal high pass rise. On track B, use a band pass with resonance and automate it scanning upward quickly only in the last bar. Blend B in for the final beat or two. It feels like acceleration without changing your drum pattern. Another is an M/S style split using an audio effect rack. Keep a mono mid-chain darker and quieter, and a side chain brighter and more aggressively high-passed. Then widen the sides. That gives you a sweep that still exists in mono but feels massive in stereo. Final recap. Build a dub chord stab and make sure the tail is interesting. Print to audio, consolidate, reverse and warp so the end hits exactly on the drop grid. Shape it with high-pass filter automation, then add size with hybrid reverb, movement with modulation or frequency shifter, and keep stereo under control. Resample to commit, then create variations with pitch, saturation, and mid-only distortion, and finish with a clean drop transition using a hard reverb cut or a micro tail. If you tell me your BPM, your key, and whether you're aiming liquid, rollers, or neuro-ish, I can suggest chord voicings that reverse especially well and a simple automation curve you can copy every time.